Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have both of my brothers, Taj and Terrell. How are you guys?
What's going on?
We are on January, I almost said June, January 8th, 2020. I was going to say this is our first show of the new year, but Taj, you and I did the first half of our topic last week.
Yeah.
So this is our second show of the new year. It's wonderful weather out. I'm going to guess it's around 68 degrees, 70 degrees.
Are you really guessing? Or you
look? That's a guess. Okay. That's a guess. In Southern California, it's a beautiful day. We are live on the Power of Love show, so if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we will be opening up the phone lines. I think we'll have time to go through the phone lines today, so make sure you call us at 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. I don't know if I said that the first time, but anyway, if you're more comfortable on Twitter, you can always tweet us at DDJ Foundation. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you are going through. Saying that if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us. So that is all done. So let's go right to your guys' week. Terrell, you want to kick it off?
What's going on? It's...
Yeah, what you been up to?
It's about 1 week.
It's in the new year. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where I've been, actually. A lot been going on.
I know, that's how it
looks. Basketball, I guess.
That's right, you're coaching this year.
I wanted to take a break from coaching altogether for baseball and basketball.
But what happened?
But, for basketball, I signed both the kids up. Bryce was able to get in fine. But Adrian's division, for some reason, was already filled up. So he had to go on a waiting list.
Okay.
Oh. And the way to get him off the waiting list is to volunteer to coach. So I was, and the sad part is last year, Adrian, he changed his mind at the last minute and didn't want to play basketball. So midway through the season, he was always saying, I should have played. So he was the one I really wanted to make sure he played this season. So I was like, I can't have Bryce in and Adrian out. So I ended up volunteering.
Okay.
And then it turns out they stretched the teams and the league open. So he would have been fine.
That was just
had
a
not
ploy.
Coached.
It was just a ploy.
It seems like it, but it's okay. I love coaching and I love the kids. So I'm coaching his team. And it's fun. Bryce has been coached by a few coaches. And it's nice because I actually get to relax and just watch and enjoy.
For Bryce. Good.
You know. But other than that, just same old, same old. Getting ready for 2020.
Okay.
And I tuned in last week, too, by the way. The end. I caught the end. And I was going to call in.
You should have called
in. But you were running low on time. And I think you guys had a caller at the end. Something happened.
Yeah.
Or I just didn't want to at the way end. But, yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay. You had
some interesting things.
Okay. So you have some feedback.
Yeah. I mean, about Taj's, I was hearing about the performance and watching it over and the striking out and the striking whether you know, go. So yeah, it's very interesting.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
Thank you, Terrell. Taj, Jackson, what do you have for this week? What have you had since the new year?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't remember. It's just, my days are starting to combine. Like I'm starting to have to look on my phone to see what day it is. That's not a good thing. But saying that, I'm happy, healthy. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, right, it's just chaotic.
Chaotic.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah, but I asked for this too.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of organization.
Yes.
And cleaning out and getting rid of things.
How's that going?
And it seems like I've been doing that for a long while. Like even last year, I tried to do it, but not as heavily now. Now I'm like
You're
getting
committed.
Rid of stuff.
Is it minimalization?
Yes, in ways, and also because I want to move and I want to just clean slate, clean start, fresh, get out of there and all that. But I have so much junk. And I don't know what it is. It's like I hold on to a lot of things, but I've lost a lot of stuff as well. So it makes it easier to get rid of some of the stuff that I held on to.
It did for me too, believe it or not.
Like, I'm not following.
Because certain things were taken from us.
Okay.
I mean, Terrell had things stolen from him. We did kind of in a way too with the auctions.
I got you.
So when you lose like your letters from Uncle Michael, it's very easy to get rid of like some, I don't know, we'll say like
baseball cards or something.
A baseball card. Yeah. Like that doesn't. If you lost that, it doesn't equal. So why am I keeping this when it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't think I would think that way.
I did too.
I mean, I have stuff like school books and like test papers and. Those are really cool, by the way. It's fun to. I mean, my grade's pretty brutal, but it's pretty interesting to see how
we weren't going to operate that, back then.
I just don't think I would, and I get it.
It makes it easier to get rid of things because you're not like
it's a sliding scale now.
Yeah, it's
you
like
have a, something.
Yeah.
That,
yeah,
I wonder if that's something that I will get to, as since you guys.
You
are
think
a couple
you hold
years
on
older.
To too much?
I've gotten better with that.
Yeah.
Because I used to, if you asked me 5 years ago, I held on to almost everything.
But pointless. I like to also hold on to things for my kids.
Correct.
And let them have the decision because I also did that. I don't know if it was this year or before the new year. I also went through some of my baby books. It is actually really, it's really funny.
The baby books?
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And I actually went through one of them. It was, sorry, Tita, you weren't born at the time. So it was basically me and Tosh.
That's okay.
But it's pretty cool. So the next chapter is coming. Like there's another guy in this situation. But it's actually really interesting, you know?
Why?
I don't know, just... Obviously, you don't remember those times, but I saw some of the pictures that were used for the Jet magazine shoot, and like you see other shots. It's funny.
Some of the outtakes.
Yeah, it's just interesting. And then it's your like first parties and like who was there. Mom saved everything. Like I even have like my first baby, like my haircut.
Yeah.
And I actually have like some locks.
Yeah, that's cool.
And like you see the color of it. It's just weird. It's different.
DNA.
Would you ever do one of those DNA box things?
What is it? What?
Where you could see your ancestry and
I would rely on me's and all those things.
Yeah. If one of you guys do it, I'll find out what happens.
You don't want to give
it. Pretty interesting. I would do that.
We should.
You know what the argument against doing that is?
What?
That they'll have your DNA and they can clone you. They could put you places where you weren't.
The problem I have with that is if they're going to do that, they already did it.
You never know.
What do they need? What do they need from you?
I don't know. Isn't I think it like it's saliva? A saliva? Yeah.
Like you
what do you
think
mean
they
already have it?
They got your blood. They got everything already on you. If somebody wants something from you, they got everything. Everything.
I actually agree with Terrell.
Yeah. So. If they want it that bad, they got it already.
Okay. But
they can go to the dentist.
But the
you
thing
can go
is,
to the dentist and they can get that same swipe.
Yes, but I'm wondering. I'm not saying I know this for a fact, but I'm wondering because it's the dentist, doctor, or whatever, there's a certain...
There's
a certain code and level of law that they have to follow for their license versus just a random company saying they'll do this and that.
It's
and
the difference in like putting your because credit the thing, card
but,
into
but
like
if they're going to do something to that level and it's already wrong, then they're going to go to whatever level to.
Well, my argument is this: if you drank a Coke can and threw it away, someone could just grab it and get it from there anyway. It's like
I don't
if
know
you
if that works because you're putting in some Coca-Cola in the saliva,
so they'll find it.
They're going to get it. They're going to get it one way or another.
Well, I guess that's an interesting question I'll have for the audience. Would you?
It's kind of like, I think it was you. Was it you or Tosh where I was talking about the whole thing with the Amazon and the Echo? Is it Echo?
Yes.
Alexa. Siri.
I don't mind.
I mean, there's so many things where it's like you'll be on a conversation.
That scares me. Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't scare you. You should just be aware
that private
it,
conversations. I put
no,
my Alexa
there's no such thing as privacy. If you want privacy, you got to have no electronics.
No, I put it in another room. If I'm like talking about something that, because there's.
Do you have an Alexa?
Yeah, I have an Echo. Well, I guess yeah.
And you don't like to talk around it?
No, I'll talk around it. But if I'm something that I don't want someone like really like, if it's something that down the line, it let's sit this way. If it repeated it back to me, it's like that's the threshold.
It can though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that's how I would know. Like if it didn't bother me, if it repeated back, like if I said, you know, da 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 da, and then like 10 minutes later it goes da 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 da, and it's in my voice, that would scare me. But if it was like something, like that
a computer,
want, yeah, that I didn't want to be known, then that would scare me more.
I don't know. Those things don't scare me. I get the whole, they're listening in, but I don't, I mean, if you're listening to me, then.
Oh, they're listening in already. Because you said the same exact answer.
They're listening on to your cell phone call.
It was you that I was talking to about that, because you had the same exact response.
If you're going to listen to TJ Jackson.
If you don't have anything better to do.
Then listen to me. I don't freaking care. I'm not trying to do anything negative.
Yeah, so it's like. You don't have any privacy, yeah, even with the your DNA.
It's not little, that exciting anyway. Hmm?
The DNA is a little exactly. The DNA is a little bit more scary for me because then they could put me places on crime scenes.
They, and that's but
scary.
They can do that all day long.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you were. But they can do that all day
what
long.
What is it called? 21 and what? What's 23 me? Yeah, 23 me. Yeah.
All right. Well, we do
DNA
have to.
DNA says differently.
All right. Let's get on topic here. All right. So last week, we went through a list of how to make a fresh start for the beginning of the new year. We talked about 5 of the 10 things on this list that were steps to making a successful fresh start. Taj, do you remember any? And Terrell, you said you were listening. And do you remember any?
I don't know the order of any of it, but I remember. You discussing the whole thing about performance and not wanting to watch a mistake and wanting to move forward.
Okay.
And
okay, before we go in there, mm-hmm. before we go in there,
that's one of them, though.
That
right?
is, it's judge yourself less harshly.
Okay, so do I get?
Yeah, you get you get a point for that. Ding. You get three quarters of a point.
Three quarters. Why don't I get the full point?
He almost said a half.
Hmm? Why don't I get the full point?
Were you gonna say he gets a half a point?
Yeah, I was.
See. He was going to give you half.
Why do I not get the full point though?
Because you didn't say that. You didn't say actually what it was. You described it.
I was interrupted.
This was Jeopardy.
I was getting to it.
You would not get the point.
But that's all right.
All right.
Form it in a question.
10 steps to making a successful fresh start. Number 1: Remember, you're not a tombstone. The only things about you that are true and fixed are your name and your date of birth. And as we pointed out last week, even your name can be changed. So remember, you can change and fluctuate into the person you want to be. Always keep that in mind, because I think sometimes we feel that we're fixed into a certain way.
Everything can change.
Everything can change. We're fixed into where we need to be, what we need to do as a profession, where we need to live, what language we need to speak. We have a tendency to think we're fixed, and we're not. We can do anything and experiment, and anything can change in a year. So
yeah, that's very true.
Understand that. Grasp that. Yes.
Who is how to have be nice and kind to yourself and forgive yourself and move forward? Isn't that one of it?
Oh, this is another one you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Am I right?
I don't know, because I'm on number 2, which was judge yourself less harshly.
Okay.
Which is the one.
Which is what I said before.
Which is what you said before, where
I was getting to.
You need to be less. Sometimes we're our worst critics, mm-hmm. and sometimes we're too hard on ourselves. And we have to understand there's ups and downs in life. There's ups and downs on routes and journeys. And don't be so hard on yourself.
Maybe that's part of the same thing. All right, sorry.
No, it's okay. Number 3, get a feel for the new you. Imagine what you will look like, talk like, and how you will feel when you have started to accomplish this fresh start. Look at your surroundings and the people you are with. You may start with one idea for a fresh start, like a new career, and end up not liking what you see. So play around with the process for a while, until you settle on something that looks and feels like it fits you perfectly. So try to feel what you want to be and what you want to do, and feel that, right? Mm-hmm. Number 4, set your goals. This is pretty self-explanatory, but we need to make goals, set them up, and as well as be detailed. Don't just say, I want to get fit. Say you want to lose 5 pounds of fat in a month.
20.
Be descriptive with what you want. And that helps you make a fresh start.
Nice.
Number 5, research. I like this one. If this is the one where whatever you want to be in life, don't just necessarily think you have to. It's just going to come, or you know, there's only one route. There's other ways that come about it. You should be researching someone that has what you want or is in the position that you want to be in, and hang out with them. Mm-hmm. Experiment with what they like, what they don't like. Learn all the intricacies of what that entails. Now, we are on to the new ones. Mm. You guys ready?
Yes.
You have a comment?
No, I just wanted to talk about the old ones for a second.
Let's talk about the old.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My point.
Yes.
You mentioned something where you see a performance and once it's done, you want it to go forward.
If right? I know what I did wrong, yes.
If you know what you did wrong.
Yeah.
There was some, because I think we're talking, I forgot now. I forgot what I was going to say, but I think it was back to the concert, yeah, maybe?
The Holland one.
The Holland one.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to watch. Yeah. You don't want to watch. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And my thing was that, how do you know? It's not such a negative thing, but sometimes you have to see what you did wrong. And not only watching back does it help identify the thing is, you'll pick up other things as well.
Could be.
That you would never have. It's not even what you've done wrong. It might be some other situation. It might be something that someone else did that needs improvement.
It could be. But the thing is that, like, for me, it's all about the experience now. Like, for me, if the, like, that is now you're in critical thinking. And now it's a different mindset. Now it's the right brain instead of the left, or left brain instead of the right brain.
So with that being said, how do you improve on something?
Well, you don't make the mistake again. Like, if you mess up on a move, like you were not in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
If you already know that, like, you're, damn, I missed that spot. Mm-hmm. Then the next show, if you do it at the same time, then it's a habit. But if you next show you correct it, you can correct it. Right. Just like a strikeout. Okay. You know? That's what I was saying. Like, it's like I don't need to see myself swing and miss. Like, so, to know. Because that question. Actually will deter me.
So here's the difference. Mm-hmm. Is like when you look back at things, are you only looking at yourself or do you look at the whole picture?
Of anything? I'm usually in terms of like on a concert. Like,
yeah, if you did a show and you watched it back, are you just watching yourself or are you watching the whole thing as a whole?
I'm watching the whole thing, but then I'm also more critical on myself.
Got it.
Like, I'm watching the whole thing gel, but I'm not like, I know you, like, unless you tell me you screwed up, I wouldn't pick it up unless it was so obvious or you screwed up. I'd be like, it probably could slip my radar because I'm looking at it from a different perspective.
I think I've finally come to understand your mentality.
Thank you.
But I don't think you do a great job explaining it.
I understand.
You do, but there's some holes. Yeah. And I'm going to try to fill those holes.
Yeah.
The key is for him.
This
works
for him. You're talking about the guy that swings at a high fastball and that's like and lets a perfect pitch go down the middle. Like, I'm not orthodox.
He doesn't operate necessarily how we do.
That's great.
Where when there's a mistake, we want to understand it, see it, do it, live it, figure out how to get it better.
So much a mistake. I would say more improving.
He just wants to hear what he did wrong and be done.
Tell me.
Because then if he harps on it like we do, it could break him.
Or I'll do it again.
See, my thing.
Or it will condition his mind to do it every time.
The worst without meaning effect.
Oh, that's what you were also talking about, yes. Cracking.
That as soon as that happened, that was the worst thing that ever happened in my life because I went from...
That's what it was. Because you're talking about brotherhood.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. This is what I'm going to tell you. When you crack in Words Without Me, I didn't even know... I thought you were doing that on purpose.
Yeah, no.
I didn't realize that was
why,
something...
Why? Because it's so consistent.
Possibly. But it was, to me, like, even when I hear you, like, in my mind, when I hear you performing that... Yeah. I feel like that was part of the thing.
Why would he crack on purpose?
Huh? Because it always happens. It happened at the same point. It's the last line, and it's the emotional line. So I thought it was part of the show. I was like, wow, he's really stepping into this one. I thought he was. That's part of his performance.
And probably sold it like that.
Mm. I think he sold it like that.
Yeah, because
that's how
after I learned that it's never going
to
go away.
But hey, in my mind, I didn't think you were making a mistake.
See, but here's the thing.
And if you did, for instance, if you did that line and you didn't have that crack in there, I would probably miss it.
I would probably be like, France.
You know?
I didn't crack on the France one because I didn't.
How do you remember locations?
No, I'm talking about for the last French show we did because I practiced it and watched it right.
I think you get in your own head, mister.
I do.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're talking about the guy that throws the helmet at the baseball.
Yeah, you get into your own head.
I'm my worst enemy.
Yeah. Okay. So are we done with the five now? Okay, so now we're going to move forward. Again, we're going to talk about 10 steps to creating a fresh start. Mm-hmm. It's the top of the new year. This is always a topic that could be applicable at any time of the year, but I think it's definitely applicable here in January. Here we go. Clean your side of the street. This is a really vital step in making changes, especially if you're doing so because you've made mistakes, treated others badly, or life has somehow gone awry. Apologize to anyone you need for anything you did before and atone in any way you can. Then draw a line. That was the old you in your old life. You're now starting fresh. Clean your side of the street.
I like that.
I like how they say
basically
it
saying yeah. take ownership and responsibility for your actions. Make sure that you have your stuff together and deal with things.
I don't control things
that you have to that you can control.
I like it. I just don't like the title. Clean your side of the street.
I actually like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Instead of worrying about what's across the street, make sure your side's clean.
Yeah, I got it right away.
But that doesn't line up to me with apologize to others. It should if it's going to say clean your side.
Read that line again. Apologize to others.
Apologize to anyone you need to for anything you did before and atone in any way you can. Then draw a line. I just feel like it should be more. If it's clean your side of the seat, take responsibility. But right?
Yeah. Okay. But apologize to others. It's like clear your slate. Like if you have something to, don't hold grudges. Don't do anything. If you move on.
You know, I agree, and I like all that. I just don't.
You don't like the metaphor.
I don't like the metaphor. I like the metaphor. I just think it's used wrongly. I think if it's going to be clean your side of the street, it should be more about taking responsibility than about reaching out and apologizing. It should be like groom the whole street.
It should be more internal than external.
Correct.
We have some Twitters.
Yes.
Marlene says, accepting that there are ups and downs and not being too hard on myself made me move forward and embark on new projects.
Yes.
Accept the challenge is moving forward, even if it's not perfect. Good for you.
That's awesome. Okay. That was Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
That was Marlene.
Well done.
We got one more for Sequoia.
Yes.
She said, Someone actually got arrested because the cops got the person's DNA through the Ancestry 23andMe thing without consent or search warrant.
Okay, but
that's why I was laughing.
See, that can backfire. If you're going to do some crimes and stuff.
Correct.
If you got some of that going database. On, then maybe it's not a good idea.
So let me think about, have I done any crimes that...
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
No, but...
But this guy probably thought he did it either.
Yeah.
What do you mean I was... What do you mean? Yeah. You know, and here's the thing. The media is something, man. Like, what was the movie? I just saw a movie.
Richard
Yes.
Which one?
Yeah.
Richard, thank you, Taj.
You're very welcome.
Taj comes what through every now and then.
What one? What's it called?
Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell. It's yeah. a Clint Eastwood movie. I haven't seen a movie in so long, guys.
It's a good movie, but it kind of like...
Reinforced,
re-angered me because the media... And I guess, I don't even want to say the other half because I don't want them on me. But the media and the government are something when they, when they can't. They're very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Very powerful.
But that's what I'm saying. If they want to put you somewhere, they don't even need your DNA.
Yeah, but it helps. You don't have to help them.
It helps. Like this, but it doesn't matter.
Like Sequoia's situation, my man could be innocent. He could be innocent. And forever, he is linked to not being innocent. Yeah. But then again, he could very well be guilty. I don't want to... make someone who's guilty of something innocent. But that's something that's...
What made you think of
but
the guy?
They're going to do what they want to do.
She never
anyways.
Said man or female.
Really?
She said someone got arrested.
Oh. Well, I apologize.
That's just something men would do.
Yeah. Like something we don't think things out, so I assumed it was a man.
Yeah. A female would have got caught.
Female probably would know if it's a good idea or not.
All right, so did we... All right, so... Thanks, Taj. Thanks, Marlene, and thanks, Sequoia. And thank you, Taj, for actually doing your job at 123. Yeah. Okay, number 7, set your boundaries. While there is no need to necessarily jettison everything or everyone you've ever known, taking note of your true friends is a good idea. When we want to change, sometimes people are jealous, make fun of us, or don't like what we're doing. If old friends won't accept you, then get yourself a new gang of like-minded people who will support the new you. Boundary setting is an important part of establishing your new start. Make a list of behaviors you will and will not accept from yourself and others. Have a look at the personal manifesto post for some other ideas. Of course, that's relating to a post on this website. But make boundaries and be determined on what you will accept and what you won't accept going forward and go with it. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't disagree with it.
Then what's the problem?
For me, I started doing this in 2020.
7 days.
But basically, for me, it's more about people that are like quicksand, that just like
quicksand.
Quicksand.
Okay.
Just like slow you down. Like you're moving at
wait.
This. Yeah, wait. Moving at this pace, and they're. But it's also.
Can I ask you a question on that real quick?
Yeah.
When you say slow you down, do you mean in a negative way, or they just don't move?
They don't
fast
even know
enough?
They're doing it. Like that's the
so
thing.
Is it
almost like
negative
time suckers? Yeah.
They're negative.
Yeah.
They're negative.
People. They're negative, or they bring negative energy around you that actually slows you
it's
down,
just not,
you.
And you're not necessarily people that just don't move to your pace.
No, not. Okay. Not, yeah.
Got it.
But the thing is that they're, you know, those people, a lot of those people are still friends of mine. It's just you have to be at the right speed to like counter the slowness.
Gotta know how to dodge.
I hit one really early like this year and it almost slowed me down. I'm like, no, I gotta keep moving. You know, like I was like, I'll catch me in a week from now. Yeah. I literally told the person we'll catch up in a week or now or two and whatever. But, you know, it was hard for me to say that to him, you know.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I think it's an important thing to do.
Just because I need to get up to speed, you know, like I hit the ground running
this year.
Well, in general, like from December on, I've been kind of ramping up.
Okay.
And this was like this could have slowed me down because it could have got me back to the older habit.
Right.
But I'm
so it's boundaries.
Yeah, but see, I'm not the type to cut off. So that's the thing that was saying. That's why I was kind of like, because it's not really cutting off. It's just realizing when you can engage and not engage for me.
But you did cut him off.
No, I just postponed. Cutting off is like
you cut him off for a week.
Yeah, yeah. But cutting off, like I feel like, is permanent. Yeah. Mm. No.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Okay. I've always
you shut it down for a good week. Yeah. You need to
take a break.
Okay.
Boundaries. You had boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that.
You
I like
this
that.
One?
Yeah, yeah. I think you have to have boundaries, but I think it's when I was hearing you read it, it's about growth. I think. And I think everyone grows and changes. Everything around you evolves, and so do you.
Yeah.
And I think you have to accept that and make adjustments to it.
Okay. Well, here we are going to go on to number 8. It is start replacing habits. The best way to cultivate new habits and ways of being are by replacing the old ones. People like habits and routines. They serve as markers for their day, so they can be hard to just drop or erase. So instead, replace an old behavior with a new one. Switch your usual weekend dose of junk telly, as in television, for working on your novel. Or instead of being the last person to arrive at a party, be the first. So, Todd, why are you laughing when I talk about being the first at a party? Yeah. Not going to happen.
I don't know if that's a good thing either.
So I'm assuming they're talking about replacing bad habits?
Correct.
With good habits?
I just think, and I agree, I like this one a lot because I think to make a fresh start.
Is it really bad habits or is it habits in general?
Bad habits. You don't want to replace good habits. So the
well, sometimes, well,
no.
Possibly.
Why
sometimes you want to switch it up. If you get too comfortable into something, you might have to switch it up. That's what I'm asking.
Is that what they're saying?
Is it because it said replace habits? So I don't know if you're like
I think it's a fresh start. Yeah, I think it's all referring to bad habits or habits that could be improved on, and I think this is huge because I think we naturally fall in a habit of bad habits. To be honest,
you get comfortable,
and not only comfortable, but we get sucked into certain habits. A perfect example is all of a sudden. You may be driving on the road, and depending on what city you're driving in, you may let someone in or not. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed it's the very honest truth.
I have to, since you said that.
Yeah, go ahead. Confess.
I have to say,
you're not the
when
only
I
one.
Went to Tennessee, which I love, by the way,
yeah,
when so I was in Nashville.
I'll try to tell you guys. But
I was amazed at how easy it was to switch lanes.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. And because of that, people will let you in.
Yeah.
And because of that, people are nicer. And because of that, people are just friendlier and more giving.
And I felt really bad because getting on the freeway, it was a little bit of traffic, not really heavy. But I had the mentality. I had the LA mentality.
Yep.
And the sad part is I felt I had a really strong advantage. Because if you can drive in LA, you can drive anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I was prepared to like maneuver and do all that, but I didn't have to.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's very interesting how the mindset and the areas that you live can change your behavior and your moods.
100%.
But that, I loved that. I loved how they would let you in. Yeah. Bryce noticed it.
Yeah.
Not driving, but he noticed how friendly people were. Mm. He was like shocked.
yeah, I don't want to comment because this is LA Talk Radio.
Hey.
But yeah, it's very
LA true. Is LA. People love LA for that.
You know what the thing is for me? And again, I don't want to go too in depth because yeah. this is LA Talk Radio and it's not cool to do this. But I think I could relate to that if it was New York. And let me tell you something. New York.
You can relate to
the mentality that is here. Okay, let me explain this. In New York, the city builds up, right? Okay. So there's going to be automatic congestion because people are all crammed within a right. certain space.
Okay.
LA is known for being sprawled out and spacious.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's spacious. Well, one of the reasons is we can't build as high as correct. New York because we have earthquakes.
Correct.
So we're limited to how high we can build our buildings. So therefore, you know, a lot of it is spread out.
Correct.
But the problem is because of that, it's like it's further, it takes longer to get places.
Yes, but we're still stuck in traffic. So yeah. I feel like it's there's just a lot of people, which is
too many
reasoning
people.
Where there's too many people. But my point is, like you were talking about on traffic, on a freeway, or even parking. I went to the Costco in Woodland Hills.
I know, it's terrible.
It took me 10 minutes to park.
To find the spot.
And then I just gave up.
Then when you see a spot, it's like a race to it.
It's a race to it.
Musical chairs.
And it's tight.
That's horrible.
You can't even get a good angle because it's tight and there's people. Yeah. It's not the healthiest way to live because we're not understanding the value and what that's actually doing to our everyday life.
And it's not just only you. You can recognize it and say, okay, I'm not going to feed into that. But when you're dealing with thousands of people around you who it doesn't matter because now they're in a mood and it affects you.
So. Yeah.
Would you like to know my
philosophy? I love LA.
Yeah, I want to hear Taj's
That's story. Why I always, I said this in the, about the car, about the guy flipping you off, or you take the power away from him. You realize the scenario. Like, yeah, I mean.
So wait, real quick. So Taj is giving us some golden nuggets on how to live in LA, but not have that type Jackson. Of.
Yeah,
LA.
It's giving.
Let's see, Taj. I actually like where you're going with
it. It's not giving power to people that have a bad attitude or whatever. It's almost because, and I've said this before, it's like, imagine if there's a movie and that person that flipped you off, you kept following that person, right? Then you went to that person's home and he had a, you know, he opened up his envelope, his mail, and it had a past due of, like, you know, and then divorce papers were right after it. You'd be like,
you don't know,
oh, man, I understand.
You feel bad for him.
This guy flipped up. This guy's, you know, he's going through life right now, you know, and that's the thing. It's all perspective. So I always just in my head think this person's probably just having a bad day or they really have to get somewhere. Like, you know, that one.
But that's LA. That's the stress of 100%. LA.
But that helps me so much. Like, literally.
I think also that does help you. But I also think you don't get out enough for it to really bother you.
Bother me are the ones that speed back up to you and then, like, look at those guys. Because I don't have any plan for that. That's the barrier that I don't have when they speed
up.
So,
you don't get angry?
No.
Usually. It's very good.
I don't. Unless they speed up purposely and look at you and it's their fault, then I get a little
He has a magic combination of being laid back person.
He doesn't get out.
That coupled with the fact that he's not doing an hour commute every morning in traffic.
No, I would never do that.
Frustrated.
No.
So that's what he's kind of blessed in that way. But if he did have that, I think things would be different.
Or a 2-hour commute, no, I can do
and
that.
That's not healthy. That's got to raise your blood pressure.
You start the day off angry, you know. If you have to do a 2-hour commute in traffic, there's no way you could start the day happy. I'm sorry.
Wait a second. That's not necessary, too. There's people out there that are
doing ready to commute. They're ready to explode at any second. They might. How can I help you?
But terrible.
As soon as you did one thing.
It's most likely that I agree with you. But some people actually can handle it well. And I think the trick is they've conditioned their ride to be for a purpose.
Yes. So
whether it's
people.
A favorite TV show,
podcast. Yeah. I love how you want to say TV show,
radio
but you
show.
Want to get into the whole watching television,
the radio show, radio host.
I meant radio show.
Yeah, 100%.
Or you know that can help because for some people there's a DJ or a voice,
or it could be someone mm-hmm.
just people love.
Well, they find ways to entertain themselves and make that situation taking the negative to a positive.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's keep it moving. Number we're discussing that even though we're kind of going all over the place, we're talking about how to make a fresh start, and we're on step number 9, which is change at the pace that's right for you. I love this. Okay. Making a fresh start does not mean that you have to change everything at once if you don't want to. Although there is something to be said for riding the momentum of success, just make sure the changes you are making, big or small, are consistent with your vision for your new life. This could be, no, I'm not going to say it is, but it's, to me, the most underrated one. I think oftentimes we think we have to change at a pace that either others think we need to change at, mm-hmm. or at a pace that we think we need to change at. And I just think you have to put value in just taking a step in the right direction. Mm. I just think that's very, very, very important. And to make the change with what aligns with how you want to live.
Yeah. Which goes with the Twitter, which Sophie says, basically, stop smoking was a good and healthy start.
So, oh, is that what Sophie did?
Yeah.
Good for you, congratulations. Sophie. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And then yours truly, April, says, I actually am glad I did the ethnicity test through 23andMe because now I understand myself better because I always wondered why I was so different.
This is from April?
Yeah.
April, can you call in? I wonder, we're getting a phone call right now. But
it's not going to be April.
You don't have that ability.
Should we take the phone call?
Yeah, now we got to see who it is. Right. But it's not April.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. Who's calling us today on January 8th?
Hi, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm fine. And you guys?
So we're doing good. To hear from you. How are you going to contribute to today's show?
I wanted to, because you guys mentioned it, you were talking about the ancestry.
Yes.
I actually did the ancestry. I did the ancestry and DNA, not the 23andMe.
Okay.
And for me, I did it because I really don't know my father's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be a little bit more open and try to see if I can get to know them. As well as I did, I gave my mom one for Christmas as well. And it was really cool because her genetic DNA is different from mine. We share some things, but we don't share some things. Like I knew that my grandmother was Native American. It didn't show up on mine. So I was really interested about getting my mom tested and it showed up on hers. So it was very interesting for me. And I wanted to get more connected to where my people are, where I came from, mm-hmm. who my father's side is. So the things that showed up on my side that she didn't have, I know I got it from my father. And then also when you do it, it lists the people that are closest to you in order. So if you have like siblings up there, it'll list them in order to how connected they are to you. And there's a person up there that might be a brother. And that was interesting, but that person hasn't reached out. So wow. I reached out to them, but they haven't reached out. So it's quite interesting to do it, and it does give you a different perspective about just where you really come from, especially being African American.
Yeah.
It really gives you a great insight of how you got to be.
And oh, you sound happy that you did it.
I am. We you say a lot of times like Black pride and all of this, but you really don't know how you got to be. Wow. And what you're made of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I found out on my side, I had Portuguese.
And
I always just thought, my grandmother's Cherokee. That's all I knew. She's Cherokee.
Yeah. That's great.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's great to know.
I have a box of the 23andMe just sitting at home, but I think I'm going to use it this week. I'm.
What's the difference between the 23andMe and the...
I don't know. Okay. Do you know, Terrell?
No.
I think it's the same thing.
The 23andMe gives you more background, like genetic traits, like if you suffer from insomnia or if you have certain illnesses, it gives you more detailed information about where you could have gotten this from or that from.
Got it.
Okay. Not just what your genetic background is.
But it will do the genetic background as well.
Right. It's just more detail.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, and the reason why I got it was because similar to you, I wanted to understand more, you know, who I am and where I came from.
Were you curious of like mom's?
Really? Yeah, because mom's. I still don't know. You know, for everyone listening, our mother's father, I've never met. My brother's never met.
No, mom's never met.
It's kind of mom's never met.
No, mom never met. So we don't know. Yeah.
So we don't know anything. We're guessing that we are. He was Puerto Rican, right? Because mom's mom was Dominican.
Yeah.
But we were told that he was Puerto Rican. But there's a chance he's not. There's a chance.
Yeah. Right.
You know. So right. And I wanted to eliminate any doubt or any questions with who I am going forward. You know, and I think that was kind of the smart. And I'm going to do it. This show actually convinced me. Lisa, you helped convince me. So
are you
gonna
tweet about it or Instagram?
I would love to see that. What do you want me to do it live? Maybe I don't know if I feel it could help someone. Maybe I will. I don't want to be a spokesperson, but it's something that I wanted to do to get a better connection of my history and our people's history.
This thing is accurate. It's pretty
accurate. It is very accurate. It updates as well as the I guess the science behind it updates. They will update it automatically for you and send you an email so you can see how it has adjusted.
Nice.
Wow, that's interesting.
I may be wrong on this, but do you kind of enter like a community by doing this?
You can make it public where you can fill in your family tree the best that you know. And as other people are doing it, if they are matching your genetics, it'll send you a link saying that this person is possibly related to you. You can click on it. And it'll give you information about the person, like where they were born, where they were married. So if it sounds familiar, you can get more information. But if it doesn't, then you can say ignore.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Why are you laughing, bro? Just know your minds. But, wow, that's awesome. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. Tara, are you going to do it?
Yeah, I was actually supposed to do it.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was.
22?
Yeah.
Taj, are you?
I think Bree's
done it. I'm very curious.
Interested in doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. So, Alicia, thank you for calling in and contributing. Yeah. That's all information we didn't know. And it's cool because I'm sure a lot of our listeners didn't know. So thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And I just wanted to say a quick thing. Terrell, you had posted something on your Instagram. It was you were doing your music and you were saying, okay, you finished and you're going to put it away and forget about it. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. I've been sick for like 6 weeks now with sinuses. I just like my face and everything. And that made me laugh so hard. I almost choked. But it was funny because that's the way life is. You could work on something, put it aside, forget about it, come back later, be like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So it just made me laugh because that's the way my life is.
Oh, I'm happy I got to make you smile a little bit.
That's cool.
I mean, I was feeling terrible, but that made me bust out laughing.
Oh, good.
I can relate.
That's good to hear.
Are you feeling better now, right?
I'm trying. I'm getting there. Okay. The weather, if the weather can get itself together, I can get my stuff together.
Where are you, Alicia? What city?
I'm in Virginia Beach.
Mm. Oh, okay. And I assume it's cold as cold.
It's cold. It can be cold when you wake up, and then it gets warm in the afternoon.
Okay, yeah. And that change of weather, I guess.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay, well, take care of yourself.
Yes.
And thank you again for all your support, and thanks for calling in today, Alicia.
Not a problem.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's great.
It's fantastic. I'm happy with that. You know, I needed to know a bit more, and I think I'm going in.
All right, I'm curious, guys.
I think I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Should.
And maybe I'll do a show on it. Should we take another phone call or should we?
Did we finish the last one?
No, there's one more.
Let's finish the last one.
Okay.
So number 10 is enjoy your fresh start. Mm. Remember to thank everyone who has supported, helped, and celebrated your changes along the way and enjoy your new life. How to make a fresh start. That one kind of seems like a cop out. But I'm going to go.
Seems like they had 9 in there.
Well, I think if you enjoy your fresh start, I think it contributes to keeping the fresh start.
Okay, but it should have said that. I agree with you. I think that's exactly it. It just made it seem like they ran out
maybe
of words.
Maybe they don't want to stay on 9 and they just want to have 10.
Or, you know, they had to submit the article at a certain time and he wrote one sentence. Or she wrote one sentence. But
fresh start.
I agree with you, Tara. I think by enjoying your fresh start, it reestablishes and reconfirms what you're doing and hopefully keeps the momentum going.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, though. That's not really
that seemed like part of the last part.
That's not how you start it. That's how you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not far. Okay, let's take a full call, then we'll recap the 10. Thank you for calling the Power of Love show. Who is this on the line?
Hi, TJ. It's April.
April. Look what I did.
Yeah. Hey.
How are you, April?
I know it's been a while.
Good to hear from
you. All right, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing all right.
So what do you got for us today?
Okay. Well, of course, I did hear you say to call in. But reason why I was saying that is because what I found out was very unusual, because I was always told that I had Cherokee Indian blood as well as, of course, West African blood. Well, that was totally different from what I saw or experienced, because I actually have British and Irish blood.
Wow.
And it's like a small percentage of Asian blood. So I was in shock when I saw those results, because I'm like, okay, that makes sense, because I like a lot of British movies and stuff. And plus, I'm very unusual as to how I like to do things. So I don't know. And plus, I, you know, met up with Nicola when I went to New York, and she said she could look at me and tell that I had some Irish blood in me. And I've never thought about that, because I always thought I was unusual. I mean, as an African-American, of course, you know, I see that. But also I've seen other different, I don't even know how to say it, appearance. When I looked in my face, I'm like, wait a minute, something is not right about me. Because I'm like, most African-American girls, ladies, you can pretty much tell, but I'm like, something is not right about me. But when I did that test, I'm like, that makes sense. Now I understand myself a lot better. I'm still learning a lot more, but it makes sense now, because my sister, she said the same thing when I showed her the results, because she likes a lot of British movies. Wow. And she never understood why it is she's so in love with British movies. I'm like, okay, good. Now you understand why you like British movies. But I'm glad I did it. Now, the only problem with 23andMe, like Alicia was saying, it does go into depth as to, like, your health, you know, if you have any kind of health conditions and things like that. But the only problem is it doesn't pull from the paternal side. It pulls from the maternal side more. So I would have to do ancestry in order to pull from my dad's side, because I really don't know a whole lot from his side either. I know he says he has Indian blood and, of course, Caucasian blood. So I love to know that side as well. So I'm going to try to take that one, too, to see, you know, to match it up, to see, you know, which one. Well, base it off of the 23andMe, too, to see, you know, how much more I need to learn about myself. But it's interesting. I feel like you should do it. All three of you should do it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
I do have a question. So you're saying 23andMe just solely pulls from the mother's side, or is that only when it turns in terms of the genetic and the health stuff?
Now, if you were to do it, it would get both sides for you. But for me, being, you know, female, it won't pull from the, you know, the paternal side, because I would have to have, like, my brother or my dad take the test. That way I could tell, you know, what's coming from his side. For some reason, they won't let you, if you're female, it won't pull from the paternal side. That's for some reason.
That's very interesting.
Because I only learned from my mom and my grandma, you know, on that side.
Wow.
Worth doing.
Okay, but for
it's worth it.
For males, you're saying it's still okay to do, because it pulls from both sides.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because if you did it, it would pull from both sides. But for me, I would have to have somebody in my family, male-wise, to do it. Because my brother said he would do it.
And
I had told him about it. He said he's going to try it out.
Okay. I'm just curious. I think it's cool to do. I think it's good for anyone to do, to be honest. Yeah. One of the concerns I had, which I explained earlier, was they have your DNA.
Yeah.
But I think.
Yeah.
Did you have any concern of that going in, or you didn't even think of that?
Not really, because I thought about what Terrell said. They got your information anyway. When you was born, they took blood from you.
When
you go to the doctor, they take it. Which I know they have oaths to where they're not supposed to, you know. But still, I feel like they got the information. If they want to, you know, use it, they got it. So it really didn't bother me. I didn't think about that really, because I already knew what I was putting myself out there for. But I felt like it was worth it, honestly, to know more about me.
All right. Well, Alicia, thank you for calling. Or April, I'm sorry. Alicia. April, thank you for calling.
Okay.
I apologize.
It was okay.
I thank you for calling.
I understand.
And I wanted to say, both Alicia and April, it seems like both of you guys had positive responses to this DNA testing. So I am going to give it a try, and I'll keep everyone posted. But again, April, I'm sorry. Thank you for calling in and chiming in. I'm sure you helped many people out
there. Oh, you're welcome.
So thank you.
Oh, well, I hope I did. You're welcome. And I'm glad to be able to hear you guys again, because I know it's been a while since I called in, but I work all the time. But I still listen to the show. So I'm still supporting you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. And I'm sure you just love your Idris Elba, right? He's British, right, Taj?
Yes, oh, yeah. Okay.
But take care of yourself, April.
All right. You do the same. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Okay.
So we're going to wrap up the show.
That's fine.
Okay. We got to go real quickly over the 10 steps to making a fresh start.
9.5.
Good call, Terrell. Okay. Here we go. Number one, remember you're not a tombstone. Mm-hmm. Recap any of that? The only thing that's fixed is your birthday. You can do and change anything, even your language, where you live, any of that stuff, your hairstyle, your style, anything you want to change is changeable. Number two, judge yourself less harshly. Mm-hmm. Taj, what's that mean?
It means basically don't be your worst enemy.
Don't be your worst enemy. Be light on yourself. Don't be so difficult.
Be kind.
Be kind to yourself. Number three, get a feel for the new you. Enjoy what it feels like to be different. Enjoy what it feels like to be that person you want to be. Make a vision that inspires you so much that you feel compulsively drawn to being that person living that life. Number four, set your goals. Terrell?
That was the one where you set your goals, be specific. If you want to lose 5 pounds or 20 pounds, have a mark, be direct and go for it.
Love it. Number five, research. Whatever you want to be, if it's a dentist, if it's a doctor, it's whatever it is, research, find that person and really study what it entails, not just the school aspect of it, but the entire life side of it. Experiment and see exactly what you want to be. Mm-hmm. Number six, clean your side of the street. We had a little issue with the phrasing.
You did.
I did. But
Tasha not like it.
In whole, it means to take responsibility for your side of the street.
Mm-hmm. Clean your life up. Get your stuff together.
Get your stuff together. Number seven, set your boundaries. Taj, you remember this one?
Yeah. Set your boundaries.
This is the one where Taj was talking about not wanting to cut people off and all that. It was a little iffy.
It went
on
in and out of my ear.
Yeah,
because I didn't really agree.
Okay, so just make sure you set boundaries on what you want to have in life and stick to that.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Okay.
Number eight, start replacing habits.
Yes.
Any comment?
We kind of said bad habits, but start a new routine. It gets you on a new path and get it.
Number mild, whatever. Just go in that direction.
We usually compare it to other people that might be in a faster pace.
Yes, yeah, and some people work at slower paces, and there's nothing wrong with it. You are definitely one of them. And number 10, 9.5, enjoy your fresh start. I love the concept of making sure you are happy with what's going on and really respecting the change that you're making, but enjoy your fresh start seemed like a cop-out to me.
Well, maybe they're saying enjoy your fresh start with kind of mean enjoy your present day. Enjoy your whatever you're doing.
Okay. Well,
I'm trying to help the guy out or the woman out, whoever.
It is. There's no actually author. Maybe that's why. But anyway, those were the 10 steps that we recapped on making a fresh start. It's January 8th. It's a new year. It's a new decade. And obviously, it's never too late to change and to be the person you want to be. So my brothers and I are wishing you the absolute best. We will be back next Wednesday at 1:00. And until then, make sure you are enjoying every day because tomorrow is not promised. Adios, everyone, and much love.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.